For some people, it's not the geese flying south or robins, but another much bigger bird that signals winter is on its way. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Rebecca Williams. A couple dozen or so people gathered in a remote area near Jackson, Michigan this past weekend to watch cranes, the greater sandhill crane, to be specific.
Yeah, I thought it would be beautiful to see several hundred of them coming in at the same time.
Beth King is one of several people I talked to who drove more than an hour to get to the Michigan Audubon Society's Hanley Sanctuary. Armed with binoculars or cameras that would give a photo bug a case of lens envy, more and more people showed up as dusk got closer and the birds came to roost in the marsh. Besides the amateur birders and photographers, families braved the chill and the rain to see the birds. The Shaheen family drove from Canton. 8-year-old daughter Shia wasn't all that clear about what to expect.
We're trying to look at cranes, I think.
You know, they're taller than you are.
Wow. I did not know that.
4 feet tall.
4 feet tall? It's like bigger than I imagined. It's a lot.
Some years, thousands of migrating cranes gather here to roost after spending the day in nearby cornfields, scavenging for kernels left behind after the harvest. They're fattening up for the flight south. Ron Hoffman is the resident expert here. He says there are not thousands of cranes this year at Hanley, just 200 or 300. The water in the marsh is a little higher than the cranes like this year.
It could be that the beaver have plugged up the outlet, so that has caused the water levels to go up. And the other factor is that the weather has been quite mild, so a lot of the cranes are still further north, but maybe the last day or two here we'll start getting the movement down.
As we talked, a few of the birds, maybe 4 or 5, circle over the marsh. It's been raining a little, and the gray birds look almost white against the dark sky. Hoffman says when the cranes fly through in spring, they're not so much gray, but a rusty brown color.
They're one of the few species of birds that purposely color their feathers. They pick up bits of vegetation and mud that has iron oxide in it, and that's what they rub on their feathers, and that stains in the feathers.
Do we know why?
Well, it seems that the answer is that it would help them to blend into the brown cattails in the spring of the year.
Hoffman says the sandhill cranes will make the trip back through Indiana, then Tennessee to central Florida. Although recently, the birds have been wintering over in Tennessee, possibly because of climate change.
One school of thought is that it is warming. There probably are some other factors that enter into that with changing in farming practices and the protected areas so that you have wildlife areas that have no hunting in them.
And the sandhill crane's population has been increasing over the years after nearly dying out. They were down to fewer than 1,000 birds in 1940. Now there are about 100,000 greater sandhill cranes. When the hail started, it was only pea-sized.
Well, it doesn't get any bigger.
Orma Robbins from Royal Oak had pulled out a yellow poncho, and he sat out the hail. He showed me a couple of the photos he got of cranes flying overhead.
I got a look at two up close, and just the opportunity to see a bunch of them together is probably well worth the effort.
The hail did clear, the rain stopped, and the people who gathered to watch the birds come in as the sun set didn't seem to mind the chill or the fewer number of cranes this year. Just watching the birds gather was enough. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.